Victoria Nichols is over there. There's Rory O'Hagan. We're talking about the seven wonders of Cork, all right?
Yeah.
And one of the wonders I had is, what the hell are they building just off the Kinsale Road roundabout? That massive structure. Have you seen
it? Huge.
I was like, this is the event centre. And they haven't told us. They're going to wrap it up in a bow and a big load of wrapping paper and a big surprise.
Yeah, we wish.
It's not. The major project at the Kinsale Road roundabout is for a Cork company. It's got to be a massive plumbing and electrical supplies company.
There you go.
That's what's going in there.
Wow.
Plumbing and electrical supplies for planet Earth.
Could we run a few gigs in there before they start showing in all the rads and stuff?
Yeah. Before they put everything in. Yeah. I'm just saying, lads, if you're up for that, if we could like book Gavin James and the Coronas and get a few of those lads
in. Not a bother.
No problem. Anyway, that's what's going on in there. This morning, I want to know, I want your suggestions, please. We are compiling the seven wonders of Cork. And I'm on about everything. Anything that you find personally to be a wonder in Cork. Rory, you must have some suggestions.
See, the thing about Cork is everything is a wonder. Cork itself.
Cork as a project, Cork is a wonder of the world.
My Parky Cueve has to be there. Super Valley Parky Cueve has to be there.
It's got to be in there.
It's got to be there.
Throw it in there.
There's a fella up the road from me that looks like a crow, and his missus is an absolute 10. And I often wonder how the hell it's possible.
See, a fella that looks like a crow that has a partner who's a 10. That is a Cork wonder.
I wasn't expecting.
I know. That's why it's so.
You know what I mean?
I've never heard anyone described as crow looking in my entire life.
But you can just imagine a fella that looks like a crow. Like he's a big old crow.
That's one of the seven wonders of Cork would have to be the fountain and the Grand Parade. It's been washing students since the bar of soap was invented.
It really has. That's a million, Ken. Again, how many of the team or any of the staff has ended up in that fountain at any particular time of day? You've been in there?
I have.
When did you have a swim in there?
Yesterday.
Was it 4 o'clock in the morning, job?
This morning, just before I came.
Just before
you
came in for a quick wash. Yeah.
It was a wee small hours of the morning situation.
Okay.
I think it was just a feet.
Mm. Okay.
I think it was just a feet.
All right. Okay.
The shoes were killing me.
Let's see.
Got to include the lock. Okay. What goes on at that Duck Island? We'll never know.
We will never know. No. Duck Island. 0868104106. I need your suggestions, please, for what you think is one of the wonders of Cork. Vic, what else is coming in there?
Well, we've got the event centre because everyone is saying they wonder when it will be built.
Yeah, that's very true. There. Yeah.
Tammy says Killian Murphy.
Killian's a wonder of Cork.
He is.
A wonderful...
Isn't he?
Person from Cork.
Frank and Walters came in as well, by the way.
Go on, the Franks.
Yeah. We've got Gugon Barra from Norma. What about Raza and Midaza from Paul? Cheese and onion pies from Katie.
Mm-hmm.
O'Connell's hot chocolate. That was from me. Bell's Field.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
Isn't
on a
it?
Sunny day when bamming
view.
Out there, nothing better for doing, just looking out over Cork. I love it.
Yeah. We've had the old head of Kinsale Golf Course that came in from Dillon. The Lodge in Myrtleville, St. Colman's Cathedral, Dino's has to be up there.
Okay. Chippers are all over the shop here, by the way,
Casey
as well. Yeah,
and Sons in there as well. And, Murphy's on Gerald Griffin Street is in there as well. Looney's in Mayfield. What else have we got? The Michael Collins Monument in Bale na Bla.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah,
very, very, very historic part of the world.
Yeah,
But there's so many fountain stories coming into me as well here.
I know. Yeah,
I've ended up in the fountain more times than I care to say. But it was one night, I don't know who put a bottle of fairy washing up liquid into it, and the whole of the place was destroyed in bubbles.
That seems to be a weekend occurrence, isn't
I like
it? Somebody offloads a bottle of Redox into it. Seven wonders of Cork, please. I need your suggestions. This might be one of the most important compilations we've ever put together. But again, I want you to think left to centre.
Okay.
There's a lot of high B bar love coming in.
Grace has just been on. She says, lads, I can't believe you haven't mentioned either of these two places yet.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Go on.
Lennox's.
R.I.P.
And Sir Henry's.
R.I.P.
Too soon.
Sagala and Brian Christopher. Seven Wonders of Cork on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. The cone on the top of the Father Matthew statue is a wonder.
Yeah.
How? People are wondering, how'd you get up there, first of all? other wonders coming into us on your suggestions. The Macroom Bypass. The long-awaited Macroom Bypass. I was on it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The Healy Pass. If you know what you know, Google it. Let me see. Shirley Barley Cove and Crookhaven, the wonders of Cork.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, superb suggestion, Trev. So be it beaches, bars, restaurants, or even the backseat of your car, what is your wonder of Cork?
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Who is this absolute chancer?
Oh, she's so funny. This is Karen. She's in Douglas Hill.
Morning, Karen.
Morning, Casey.
Morning. Are you going to go all Karen on me now, are you?
Oh, God, I am not.
Firstly, can I just start by saying I know lots of lovely Karens, and I think the fact that your name has been used to describe someone who's cranky and angsty is unfortunate. And
very unfortunate. Total opposite to me.
Yeah, total opposite. The first
ask my kids and my husband.
Yeah, first 30 seconds of the conversation. You're sneaky, you are. Pure sneaky.
You're a bit tricky with the sports ones.
Well, listen, they're pop culture-y questions. It could be a bit of sport, general knowledge. It could be movies, music. And then to help her, I've given her the answer to the sport ones just to get you along the way.
Okay, right.
All right. Karen, I can do no more for you. It's over to you.
Come on, Karen.
It's in the hands of the quiz gods.
She's saying the rosary.
You might need about 10 more decades at the end of this. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
All right, question number one. Man, I Feel Like a Woman is a song by who?
Shania Twain.
Who won the Leinster football final yesterday?
Loud.
Number three, what is the Irish word for radio?
Radio.
Question four, Pep Guardiola is the manager of what team?
Man City.
Correct. Question five, on the classic TV show, what was Flipper?
A dolphin.
Question six, who's the director of the most recent Gladiator movie? The one with Paul Mescal. Okay, his name kind of sounds like Ridley Idley.
Ridley.
Go on.
Ridley.
Come on. Great Scott. Ridley.
Oh, yeah.
Question seven.
Ridley Scott.
Which subscription service has the initials OF?
OF?
OF. It's a subscription service.
Casey, I'm gone.
You're not. Just say OnlyFans, you flute.
I'm gone. OnlyFans.
Yeah,
I'm gone.
You're gone now anyway.
Karen.
Subscription. What the hell happened there?
I was like, what is that? No, I'm gone.
Oh my God.
If it was Netflix, though, I'd know all about it.
I know.
Sorry.
Yeah. Karen, you had three more questions to go. I'm so sorry. We burnt up a load of time on one or two along the way.
Ridley Scott, I know.
Ridley Scott, yeah. Will we give you a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors? I think we will.
Thanks
very much.
And come back and do it again. I promise you we'll have a better round for you next time.
We will.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Good on you, Karen. Love
Bye,
your work.
Karen.
See you, Karen. Good luck.
Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's, start your day the Mac Cafe way. Made with 100% fresh
and
Arabica
massive,
beans.
Massive hat tip to Peter O'Mahony on scoring a try.
He
literally shook the ground when he slammed it in over the line.
It was amazing. Even the kick from Crowley was just amazing. And then he just picking it up. Oh,
plucked it out of the sky and slammed it down on the last time you'll ever play in Thomond Park. You couldn't have written it.
Yeah, well, it's even better because you'll play in Cork for the final time on Friday in the last regular URC season game.
So well done, Peter. That was fantastic. The other thing, we had Tipperary and Clare over the weekend as well. A lot of Cork interest in that one. Miles Gaffney, the singer, had something to say about it on his stories, which I found quite amusing.
The fella that was sitting behind me at the All Ireland final last year and called the Cork people the world of names for the whole match. I have a message for you, kid. You won't be f***ing sitting there next to me, see ya.
Not too many tears from Cork fans over the weekend.
What a messer. Good on you, Miles. We were talking about, Kelly, talking about the seven wonders of Cork. This one caught my eye. And again, these are questions you might have in Cork. It might be something that in your own house you consider to be a wonder of Cork. But lads, can you answer this? My question and my suggestion for the seven wonders of Cork is, why do Cork women all wear white jeans up at the airport when they're going on holidays?
I just bought a pair for my holidays soon.
For our holidays.
You all wear the tight, skinny white jeans with the flip-flops.
Yeah,
pristine.
Pristine white jeans.
Box fresh.
I would hope so.
Isn't it like when fellas, and not just fellas, but women as well, I just saw what you did to Rory.
I didn't do anything.
I saw what you did. What did you do? Let's just say this is lucky. This is radio, not television. Because I saw what you just did.
This is webcams in here. I see.
Yeah, it's like a new pair of runners for fellas. No. Do you not have a bit of a spring in your step?
Is it your holiday attire?
Because it's box fresh.
It's like a uniform, though.
Well, because it's still summery, but you know it's not going to be it's not going to be warm here. So you're still warm.
You're
but
preempting
you still
the heat.
Yeah, exactly, Kate. Exactly, yeah. Kel. Yeah.
It's the perfect airport.
It is a wonder of Cork. Yeah,
with the denim jacket.
It's got to have the denim jacket.
A nice little spritz of the old perfume.
Just in case it gets cold when you're away one night, they'll get another outing then.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. All right. Is there anything else missing from the uniform? So we got the denim jacket, the white tight jeans, the flip flops,
sunglasses on the head.
Absolutely,
sunglasses on the head.
Floppy hat.
What do we need?
The floppy hat.
They're a bit annoying. A bit annoying.
That
in the
might
airport.
Be resting on the suitcase.
Possibly. You
might.
Yeah.
Or some people might wear it in Cork Airport.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
just talking about airports, I only discovered this at the weekend. But you know the wheelie cases that we all have with the big handle that you put up and down. It's so you can use the case as a seat.
For your what?
So you can sit on the case and you use the handle. It's like the back of a chair.
No, Vic, that's just to pull the suitcase along with the wheels.
No, believe it or not, I know you.
This is mind blowing.
It's
actually used
it's
to pull. You pull it along.
The chair.
You sit down on that thing, you'll end up in your arse.
With KC, love waking up in Cork. Red FM.
He's on a ridiculous run of wins. I think we've done 5 in a row.
Gosh, look.
This is getting embarrassing, and I will soon be going into dad gag retirement.
Ah, no.
Unless my luck changes.
So, no pressure, so.
Katie Jane.
Yeah.
Our judge extraordinaire.
Okay. Ready to go.
Hey, you know I'm good for a tenner after the show.
Come here. I won't be bought.
15.
I won't be bought.
20 quid. 50 quid.
She's gone silent now.
Everything and everyone has a price, Katie Jane. And when it comes to dad gags, drums are working. Rory, take it away, please.
My girlfriend borrowed 1,000 quid from me. After 3 years when we separated, she returned exactly 1,000 quid. I lost interest in that relationship.
Weak start, Rory. Weak start. My ex-girlfriend told me she wants us to get back together again.
Oh, no.
Man, I sure am lucky. I mean, first I win the lotto and then this. Hey, hey.
Over the head.
Katie Jane's just looking at me going, what was that?
a gardener friend suggests that I put horse manure on my strawberries. I tried it. I'm going back to cream.
Oh, what a god. That gets to what a joke.
What a joke.
My wife blocked me on Facebook because I post too many bird puns.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, two can play that game.
Hey. Actually, when my wife gets angry, I like to put a cape around her. That makes her super angry.
Where are you getting these from?
Let me tell you now.
This is ridiculous. Why can't a T-Rex clap? You know, the dinosaurs, the old T-Rexes. Yeah. Because they're dead. No?
I kind of like that one.
Go on.
I decided to kill off some characters in the book I'm writing. It's really going to spice up my autobiography.
Good Lord. That was a bit dark.
I told my boss that 3 different companies were after me and I needed a raise to stay at my current job. Which companies are after you, my boss asked. Gas, Electric and Sky. Hey!
Actually, my friend claims that he accidentally glued himself to his autobiography, but I don't believe him. But it's his story and he's sticking to it.
I love this one. I bought an impressionist painting of some flowers. Okay, but when I brought it back home, my cat scratched it, ran her claws through it. Now I'm trying to sell it as a Claude Monet. No.
The hairdresser says to me, do you want conditioner on that? And I said, extra volume. So she said, do you want conditioner on that?
Did you hear about the flower shop that bought a national football club over in the UK?
No.
Nottingham Florist, apparently they're called.
My son likes elevators. My daughter likes escalators. They're raised differently.
Oh, good Lord.
She's got it there, didn't you?
Yeah. My final offering, little Johnny's in class in Glowntown in school, and he gets called up by the teacher, and the teacher says, Johnny, that essay you wrote about your dog is the same, word for word, as your older brother wrote 2 years ago. Of course it is, Mrs. Johnny. It's the same dog, like.
Nice. Right, one more for me.
Yeah.
What do you call a man resting in a bog?
What do you call him? Oh, I'll have to try and guess the answer for this. Come on, we're both from, we're both made of turf, Katie Jane.
What do you call a man resting in a bog?
Oh, over to the listeners. 0868104106. First person in with the answer to that joke, now you're getting a travel mug.
What do you call a man resting in a bog? Come on, lads, it's obvious.
Resting in a bog.
It might be obvious, but it's 12 minutes past 8 in the morning.
Yeah, I know, yeah, the old brain isn't working. What do you call a man resting in a bog? 0868104106.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Which is
it's
it?
It's in, it's in.
Go.
You get it. Pete. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Rory, 6 in a row.
Well done, Ned.
I'm not even going to challenge you this morning. We have tickets to go and see Dara in action if you want to see him live at the Marquee. Three pairs of tickets up for grabs, and then one of you will do a quick draw. We'll give you dinner beforehand. We're going to upgrade you to a three-course dinner for two, complimentary scooperoonies in Sully's at Sober Lane.
Nice.
And then you head off to Darrow Breen for the night. So it's a completely free night on the town for you, from us. We spoke to Dara on Friday. I had him on for a chat because he's telling us all about his new show and how everything is.
You're back in Cork. You're back in one of the biggest comedy tents in the world, playing to 5,000 people in Cork on Sunday, 29th of June. You've been here many, many times before. In fact, Cork audiences have given you arguably some of your finest moments. May I play this?
That's not the weirdest answer. I was in Cork in the south of Ireland. Good to have you here, lads. I wouldn't cheer. You don't come out of this one well. Right, sir. Part of the world, but there's one woman misrepresented you hideously last night. I said, anyone Jewish here? Someone goes, I'm Jewish. I said, are you Jewish? She goes, I am. I said, and what year is it now in the Jewish calendar? And she goes, I wasn't expecting questions, to be honest. And then turned to her presumably Gentile friend and had a bit of a natter, and then came back with the single finest answer I have ever heard from a member of an audience, where without any shame at all, she just went, yeah, it's the Jewish year of the rat.
Still one of your greatest live moments. Thank you, Cork. Yeah,
very nice. In Coburg Street in City Limits.
That's where that happened.
That's where that happened. Yeah.
Oh my God, that was the genesis for that moment.
Yeah, I mean, it was literally a woman said it's the Jewish year of the rat, and I think I died laughing on stage.
Well, I was at one of your opera house gigs when the guards were called and someone had to be turfed out. Do you remember that?
Yes, the legendary night.
Yeah,
it's so weird. It's one of those nights that I was at the Olympics last year and I was walking through Paris and I met this people from government and said we were there in the night when the guards were called. Because two people were apparently being, you know, abusive to people around them. Mm-hmm. Not to me, not during the show. And this happened during the halftime break. Yeah. They were being abusive to people around them. And then when I came back out, I was told, we're going to pause the start of the show because we think the guards are coming. And I looked through, there's all these holes in the back of the curtain on the stage. So I'm looking through a hole in the curtain and I can see just all the other rows are filled and one row is completely empty on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where you were sitting. Did you notice that people were doing things?
I was near the sound guy at the back, but I could see there was a bit of a ruckus going on the left hand side. Yeah,
right. Okay. Yeah. So the because a lot of people say on the balcony had no idea what this was. I'm going murmur. And then the two cops arrived. There was a bit of a false alarm for a while. We thought we were going to have to go on with it anyway. And then it was stopped again. And then the two cops arrived in because it's Saturday night, like so that's to come down from Mayfield or wherever. Yeah. And two cops arrived in and. I think one in full uniform and one kind of, I think, more detective with the and they walked into them and they started talking and you could just hear murmur.
Yeah.
And the cop murmur. And then at one stage the man said something to the cop and the cop had to reach into his pocket and take out his ID.
Okay.
As if the man had gone, I don't believe you're actually
you're
a guard.
In the pantomime, you're not a guard.
Yeah, he must have just got one of the outfits from downstairs. Surely the opera house is like a room full of these things. That's all that's happening here. And the guard went, oh, is it? And it was like, this has suddenly gotten, like, if there's any kind of sense in which you're going to be staying, it is now over, my friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you've asked me to produce the badge, and he flourishes the badge out, and like the guy's like, oh, and then okay, like, up you come, both of you, and out. And they go 50 out. And then the woman, different express on the thing, then did a water sprinkler of V signs.
Sprayed the audience with them.
And I'll be honest, the first half was grand, but it was quiet. It was fine. It was like the banging energy when that happened. The whole room was like charged with energy.
Brilliant.
And then all it was like I just brought it home.
Yeah.
For the second half. And then at the end, I said, I want to dedicate this show to absence forever. Massive, massive laugh.
Friends
like,
departed.
And the bit that came to me is like, they were in row H. They're clearly like my stuff. And I bought the tickets.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the last time we spoke, you were just off the back of the search for your birth mum, which you spoke very openly about. And that was, you know, very much part of the previous show. I'm just wondering, how is that relationship now? Are you still in contact? Have you met up a lot?
Yeah, we are still in contact. We met up a few times because, you know, it's a case of me being over. I'm not a great find for these families because I'm not around ever. but we have actually, and with the siblings as well.
Yeah.
And so you keep it up like the, I mean, if I could maintain the rate of contact, it's some healthy ratio to my actual family, the if you know what I mean, my adoptive family, the who I also forget to call, me, like when so it should slip into a fairly natural, oh, how, yeah, look, how are things doing, kind of a thing, like, yeah, so no, it got very, it's very, very straightforward, and then as part of that then, I mean, I talk about in the show that you know, finding out who my father was is the second yarn in that, like whatever, and the show kind of goes through that, like whatever, as a thing. But yeah, so it was a, yeah, no, it's very much a how are things there kind of a thing. So it's good and natural. The my wife is from here, from the UK, and has a kind of is charmingly cynical about our uniqueness and how, oh, there's nothing like us in Ireland. We just do things. You go, oh, really? Yeah, okay, fine. She's heard a lot of that, like, over the years. Like, yeah, but did say amidst the adoption search going, yeah, that is the way that we were able to just ring and just talk in a very casual and familiar way.
Yeah.
She said that would be more difficult in places. I'd imagine if I'm turning up in a housing estate in Nottingham, it might be more difficult than just calling somebody in the middle of Ireland and going, hey, how are you? Look, what's this now?
Jesus. Yeah. You said the initial meeting was obviously, the whole thing can be a little bit awkward, just that initial kind of meeting somebody who's brought you into the world, meeting someone like that. Yeah. Very emotional, very, it's a mad thing to have to go through. Did she go, hang on, is that your man from Mock the Week? I mean, did she recognize?
No, it's funny. She never said that there's a moment where she knew that. I mean, there was a moment where she walked into the room and went, Jesus Christ,
it's Darren. It's you.
Yeah, but I think she knew the name. Oh, no, do you know what? In the letter, I said, oh, by the way, this is an unusual thing that you may know who I am, whether you don't. This is what I've been doing. So it's been public.
Well, like, I'm really happy for you because it's a huge, huge life event. I mean, you know, coming from an adoptive family who were amazing to you growing up in this country, to go on and find in your, you find in your birth moment. It's probably a chapter that you needed to close off, right?
Yeah, there's an element. I mean, like this show will certainly, it obviously tells the second half of that story. There can be no trilogy, because I didn't think ahead and leave a baby outside a garden station in Tullamore 25 years ago and then go, look, this will make sense in a while and then walk away. So there's no bit. I mean, that would be the perfect ending if somebody got in touch with me and said, do you remember? And I went, oh
my God, we've got a Lord of the Rings trilogy.
yeah. That'd be phenomenal if it happened to me in return. But no, I've done the audit and I don't think there's any danger.
You're safe enough. Dara, Sunday 29th of June. This will be your, am I, fourth or fifth marquee, is it?
At any moment it could be my last. At any moment, 53-year-old man. At any moment it could be my last.
Before he dies, go and grab the very last tickets for Darragh O'Brien Live at the Marquee. We'll see you in June, sir.
Perfect. Looking forward to it enormously.
Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. Now, I want to go back to this because we did so many food puns the last time that we. We didn't get to them all, but you're usually on the ball in the pun day game when it comes to celebrities, and let's do more celebrities and food, okay? Mm-hmm. That is your challenge this morning. Beautiful assistant.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I was talking to Rory.
Oh, sorry. sorry, Ro.
We have sorry, Vic. We have exclusive travel mugs to give away.
We do. Wow.
For your food cleverness. Some of the recent classics, like Cuba Pudding Junior, was Rory's one from last week. Optimus Prime Rib. I'm loving that one. Is Optimus Prime a celebrity, though? I suppose in
Optimus Prime, yeah, of course. No, yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Shakira Masu was one of my personal favourites. I love that one. Shakira Masu. Paris Stilton.
Oh, yes.
0868104106. There's a lot of bread puns as well you can get involved in. How about Mr. Toast Malone, everybody? Mm-hmm. Vladimir Gluten. Mr. Yeast, the YouTuber. Come on, hit me with your best. 0868104106.
Neil Prendeviled eggs.
Sorry?
Deviled eggs. Neil Prendeviled eggs.
Deviled eggs?
Yeah.
The hell are deviled eggs?
Deviled eggs.
Explain.
Deviled eggs.
They're just eggs that have been deviled.
They're pickled, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Pickled
it's
eggs.
It's like a boiled egg that's been pickled,
Prendeviled
I think.
Deviled eggs.
I have to question that one now.
I think it's valid.
Okay. All right. I'll throw it in there. Elon Crust has just popped in. Fantastic.
Luke Perry Perry Chicken.
Genius. Bread Sheeran, the old classic.
Yeah. Jam Bon Jovi.
Jam Bon Jovi is the winner so far.
Who is it? It's Jer. Well done, Jer. Jer.
Breddy Mercury. Can we accept that one?
Yeah, I'm a loner.
Oh, yeah.
Someone has just sent in, let's see, Robert Brownie Jr. What is a brownie best served with?
Yum.
Heated with a dollop of ice cream. Yeah, chocolate bar. Danny DeVito. Are we clutching at straws here, lads? Are we? Yeah, I think so. 0868104106. Give me your food puns, please. Our seven wonders of Cork have turned into 700 wonders of Cork. Yeah. I need to go through this list and get back to it tomorrow. But a lot of the suggestions and the conversation has been around, I wonder, will the event centre ever be built?
Yeah.
So I said, screw this, we're going to build it ourselves.
Which we are.
I need a team of architects.
Yeah.
I need...
we sort it.
We need a site, please. Yeah. If anyone has, like, you know, I don't know, give me 9 acres, will that cover it?
Say probably would,
yeah. I have the first person on board.
Do you?
Roy the Plasterer. Roy, good morning.
Good morning, Casey. How are you?
So you will definitely do the plastering for us, will you?
We'll do it for 50 grand, okay?
Okay.
But if BAM get involved, it'd be probably 4 million.
You mean 400 million?
I'm that plus plastic.
Yeah. All right, so we have you for 50k, but
oh,
that
yes,
could go north.
Roy.
Okay, right.
I'm so excited.
That's great.
Casey, you probably know a couple of good carpenters on Round Cross Haven as well.
Yeah, I could get you a few carpenters,
and
yeah.
Tylers. And as you said, our good buddy David Nodwell could dig out the foundation for us.
David Nodwell will be on foundation duty.
I get Paddy Cahan from Cahan Ready Mix to do the concrete in, so we'll be fine.
Sorted, lads.
We're getting there.
We're going to get this thing built quicker than anyone else did, for sure.
We'll have it done with the August Bank Holiday weekend. Thanks, Roy.
I reckon we come in at around 200 quid.
We're away with the birds, man. See you soon, Roy. Cheers.
Let's go. With McDonald's, enjoy a delicious sausage and egg McMuffin served until 11 a.m.
Okay, we're building the event centre now. Have a great day, Neil Prendeville, in minutes. Good luck.